Mr. Chairman, since prior to the inauguration of President Trump in January of 2017, you've been at the center of a well-orchestrated media campaign claiming, among other things, the Trump campaign colluded with the Russian government. Indeed, before the appointment of Robert Mueller as special counsel, you alleged during one of your frequent television interviews that there was, quote, more than circumstantial evidence, quote, of collusion, but that you could, quote, not go into the particulars, close quote. You repeated your repeated public statements, which implied knowledge of classified facts supporting the collusion allegations, occurred at the same time anonymous leaks of alleged intelligence and law enforcement information were appearing in the media. These leaks were often sourced to current or former administration or intelligence officials, appeared to support the collusion allegations, and were purported to be related to ongoing investigations of President Trump and his associates. As you know, the committee has long been aware of and actively engaged in intelligence oversight activities related to Russians' malign activities. As part of our duty to oversee the actions of the intelligence community, we conducted a thorough investigation related to the 2016 Russian efforts to interfere in our elections. This investigation included a review of the allegations that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. The committee found no evidence that President Trump or anyone associated with the Trump campaign colluded, coordinated, or conspired with the Russian government. The minority views, which you submitted, were attached to our committee's findings, and yet your views did not provide any evidence to support the claim of collusion. On March 24, 2019, the special counsel delivered his findings to the government. The special counsel's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election. Special Counsel Mueller's findings are consistent with those of this committee, as well as the public statements of various senators on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Despite these findings, you continue to proclaim to the media that there is significant evidence of collusion. You further have stated you will continue to investigate the counterintelligence issues. That is the president or people around him compromised in any way by hostile foreign power? Your willingness to continue to promote a demonstrably false narrative is alarming. The findings of the special counsel conclusively refute your past and present assertions and have exposed you as having abused your position to knowingly promote false information, having damaged the integrity of this committee and undermined the faith in the United States government and its institutions. Your actions, both past and present, are incompatible with your duty as chairman of this committee, which alone in the House of Representatives has the obligation and authority to provide effective oversight of the U.S. intelligence community. As such, we have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee. Mr. Chairman, this letter is signed by all 9 members of the Republican side of the House, of the committee, and I ask unanimous consent to be entered into the record of today's hearing.